Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're old enough, you may remember a time when every morning in school you'd be treated to a carton of milk. The school milk scheme was launched in 1982. It's still there. It's just that most schools don't avail of it. The Irish Independent columnist Mary McCarthy has been writing about this. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon, Sean.
What happened?
Yeah, it's quite staggering when you look into it. So we're kind of similar age, Sean, right? So when we were at school in the 80s, everyone, nearly every primary school in Ireland was part of the school milk scheme. It started kind of falling off then, like at the latter half of the 90s. And then by the year 2000, half of the primary schools were in the scheme. And basically, the scheme was that you got a carton of milk delivered every morning. Do you remember? Did you get the flavoured stuff? Can you remember the banana?
No, it was just ordinary. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Because we got... Maybe I was in a disadvantaged area, I don't know, but we used to get
a deprived childhood.
We used to get like chocolate and strawberry and banana milk and fond memories. But well, it was quite warm, but it was nice. It was still nice. Yeah. So basically now today, 10% of primary schools are in the school milk scheme. And it's actually, I just feel it's such a shame, Sean, because like when I lived in, we moved to Brussels last year, but when my kids were in the primary school, like I did get it and they loved it. And it was it wasn't expensive. I think it was like about 140, something like that. I can remember thinking at the time, it's a can of Coke, you know. So there is a small cost, and that is one of the biggest obstacles. So if there was no cost, there's been research done that shows that if there was no cost, more schools would avail of it. It is free for DESH schools, but I think there's just this lack of awareness. And then maybe there's some fears that the kids won't drink it. But I just find it baffling that there's so few schools are getting it, you know?
Yeah, and I assume, or certainly the indications seem to be, it's just a lot of hassle because it's a further burden on the school to collect money from parents.
Well, I mean... It doesn't have to be like the school I was in. You just paid it for the year. So I can remember it being about like maybe 40 quid per kid for the entire year. So, I mean, there might be that perception that it's hassle, but you actually get a lot more with it because there's chats about nutrition and then they bring the kids to farms as well. That's part of the school milk scheme. So there was 1,500 kids were brought to farms in May, like just May gone, you know, it's run by the National Dairy Council. So there's not that much hassle. Like I kind of feel when they brought in the hot meal scheme there a few years ago for primary kids, they should have just thrown in the carton of milk. Because actually, Sean, when you look into it, because I was quite surprised when I started researching it to find out there was so few schools. And then that kind of led me down other rabbit holes. And actually, there's UCD research there from last year to show that half of teenagers in Ireland, they're deficient in calcium. And like you had your vegan clip there. And like, yeah, you know, vegan bacon, I definitely would draw the line at that. Oat milk and that, I actually quite like it, but it's just not as good for you. And there are added vitamins and minerals, but you actually have to shake the carton really, really hard because they all go down to the end of the carton. And I just don't think people are as aware that you're missing out on all these really essential stuff like in milk. Even iodine, like that's in milk and that's good for fertility. And then you've got all the B vitamins and all that. And if you're vegan, you're just not, it's just really, really hard to get all those, you know, and you can take supplements, but the research shows they don't give you, like, it's not as efficient for your body to absorb. I'm not a nutritionist, but that's what I'm hearing, you know, when I look at the research.
Yeah. Also as well, I mean, there's the good old fashioned calcium and the good that does your teeth and all that kind of thing. I wonder now, are children's teeth as healthy now?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's like, this is what gave me the idea for the article today in the Indo, because I went for a checkup and my dentist was like, oh, your teeth are so strong. I mean, I don't have Love Island teeth, Sean. Like, they're not white, you know, they're not very good looking teeth.
In Love Island, no one's looking at anyone's teeth, I don't think.
Well, like they are, but they're really, I've no fillings. I mean, like they don't, like, they are sort of brown, but I've no fillings. And like my dentist was like, yeah, like you're probably right. Because I was saying, oh, it's all the milk I used to drink, all the cheese. And she's like, you're probably right, because there's so much calcium in that. If you like your childhood years, that's when you're building your bones and your teeth. So I wonder, I mean, there are children's teeth, they are, there's more extractions these days, you know, there's more problems with like obesity, that kind of stuff. So I would, to me anyway, it's a no-brainer. I mean, I think it's been costed, it would cost about 10 million a year to give kids the carton of milk with the hot meal scheme. Like, to me, that's money well spent.
Yeah. Now, and but there is, the scheme is still in operation, so there is, there must be still some funding for it then.
Oh, there is funding, yeah. There's EU funding. I think it's around 800,000. So there is funding there. And I mean, I wonder, like, if every school did start getting it, I don't know, they wouldn't be able to get that funding increased that much. But I just think it would be a good investment, you know. I mean, if you're looking, like, and also, like, the dental scheme, the primary dental scheme where dentists are supposed to go in and check kids' teeth, like, that's not working at all. It's not going to be working for years and years. So to me, this is a good insurance policy if you could give milk to the kids. And I think they drink it. They get so hungry in school, you know, and they'll eat anything and they'll drink anything. So you got to just get them when they're hungry and get them when they're thirsty.
Yeah.
And get it to them.
Could it be, though, Mary, that, like, as somebody texted in to say, parents just didn't want it, or at least they were indifferent to it?
I think so. Like, this is it. Like, milk is kind of, there was a, there's sort of a resurgence with the protein milk, you know, like the chocolate milks and all that. Like, that's, you can see it's sort of coming back. But I think parents, yeah, because they would have been asked, do you want to take this? Like, do you want to get the milk? I think my kids, there wasn't very many who got it. Like, it was delivered every day, but there, it wasn't like everyone in the class was getting it. I think only a few of their friends got it. I think one of my kids, he was the only one in the class who got it. Like, and he came home saying, I don't want to get the milk. Like, people will think I'm poor. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Sean. Maybe it is a perception that the parents think, oh, no, they won't drink. It'll come home and they'll just come home. Or maybe they're remembering their days when it was cold. But they all get fridges now. So it's or when it was warm back in our day. But it's cold now because they all get fridges when they order.
Well,
the
I was because
the fridge.
Andrea Gilligan was saying earlier on that she can remember getting it. And you know, it was a big thing in school that you'd be given the job to go out and collect the milk. But it oftentimes would be sitting out in the sun. And she says it put her off milk. Because it was so warm when she used to get it. It'd be, you know, curdled a bit.
Yeah, it curdled a wee bit and that's not very nice. And yeah, I mean, I can remember, yeah, curdled banana milk. Like, there'd be some days you'd be like, this probably isn't the tastiest. But it's all different now. Like, maybe there needs to be more, like, education on it. I don't know. But I think something needs to change because I really do think it's a shame. And, you know, when you see kids and they're flocking into Tesco and they're buying these dreadful bags of, like, horrendous sweets. I mean, my kids do it. That's why I know what goes on. I can see them all. And, like, if they just got that milk, if they got, like, a decent lunch, you know, at least it kind of gives them a good chance that they're going to get their daily, you know, vitamins and minerals. And they're clearly, with half of teenagers not getting enough calcium, well, their diets aren't good enough. So they're not getting those good habits, you know?
Yeah. Now, it also, at least in this instance, prompted some entrepreneurism. A texter says, my daughter used to get a small carton of milk and a bun free at school. She would bring it to my workplace after school and sell it to the lads who never had milk for their tea. She then spent the money on sweets. She was 7 years old. Say hi to Teresa. Good woman, Teresa. Teresa's probably a millionaire now.
Teresa is running the world. Oh, that is funny. Yeah, there's a milk and bun scheme that was going, like, in a good few schools. So people will remember that. But yeah, as I said, like, nearly all schools got it in the 80s.
Yeah.
In the early 90s, then it started dropping off. And then by the 2000s, it was just half the number of schools. And now it's only 1 in 10 primary.
Yeah.
So
the thing, and also as well, it fostered perhaps the idea that you don't see as much, that, you know, you'd have a glass of milk with your dinner. I don't know. I just have a sense that kids just don't do that as much anymore.
Definitely. Yeah, because it does. It kind of gets you thinking of milk as a drink, as an option, you know. Mm. Whereas, yeah, it does. It just kind of, I don't know what it does, but it makes it part of your day if you're drinking it in school. Because, yeah, I would go home and I'd have, like, a toast and cheese sandwich or whatever, and I'd definitely have a glass of milk at my dinner. But I've actually started that again with my kids because, you know, it's just an easy win. Like, you know, when they come home and you don't know what they've been eating on the way home, and it's just give them a glass of milk with their dinner. It's box ticked, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the vegans are grand. I actually was vegan in my 20s for a while, Sean. But, you know, it is very hard to get all your, it's really, really hard to get all your nutrition, you know. And I think you can still be really, like, I would be very aware of emissions, but I prefer to, like, maybe, you know, not buy as many new things and then to scrimp, to not give my kids milk, you know.
Yeah. Mary, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Mary McCarthy there, columnist with the Irish Independent. Martin says, I never realised the milk scheme was a poverty scheme. It made sense, though. I missed the lovely fresh buns. Well, I don't know if it was a poverty scheme because I think everyone was entitled to it. The school milk was bad, says his texter, because it was left outside in the heat all day from 4 a.m. till 1 p.m. lunchtime. Someone else says, back in 94... I used to deliver flavoured milk to schools. It was horrible stuff, but dirt cheap. Back then, milk was 30p a litre. Somebody else says milk was given to schools in the 1980s to reduce the milk lakes caused by the EU cap subventions. Unfortunately, as a teacher of a 2-teacher rural Desh school, we are unable to avail of the scheme because we are considered too small and don't have enough pupils. It might be worth looking at some flexibility around that for very small rural schools. To be fair to the milk scheme, since the new regulations came in September 2025, it has also become extremely difficult for small rural schools to get suppliers for the hot meals programme, when indeed that's a whole other even more complex problem, I would imagine, than that. I remember the school milk in a nice bag with tepid, with a Labrador who religiously lifted his leg on the milk crate. We used to leave under car tyres and waited for the splat. The 80s were great, says Shane. Obviously, he didn't drink much of that milk. Child of the 70s here, when the milk scheme started, in those days, the milk was in little miniature milk bottles with the foil top. They also delivered sandwiches every day, but a currant bun on Wednesdays. Yum. God, there's a lot of people who remember that. I've read that one out already. East Asia and China has the lowest rate of fractures in children. They don't drink milk. The calcium in milk is overrated. Seaweed has a huge amount of calcium, which is very bioavailable, says Pauline. Gosh, that's interesting about the rate of fractures. Is that, though, just purely to do with the amount of calcium in their bones? There might be other factors at work there as well. Our primary school got the cartons of milk in the 90s, and they were only for the country children. I remember it was most of the kids that took the bus, and my friends and I were very jealous of them. I remember them being very cold and refreshing looking when they were delivered by our local Dawn Dairy's milkman. Okay, that's nice. I just got ordinary milk with a queen cake bun. I had a friend in the school a kilometre away, had the flavour top-of-the-range stuff with icing on the buns. I'm sour even today over that, says Dan. Sour milk. Yeah, Patrick says, I'm 55. I still have a big glass of milk with lunch and dinner. Good for you, Patrick.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.